家平安。
May peace be with all of us.
我们继续来查考服事的比喻。
We will continue to study the truth about the parable of servitude.
圣经用很多很简单的例子来告诉我们怎么服事神。
The Bible uses a lot of simple examples to show us how to serve God.
例子很简单，但是道理却很深奥。
Even though the analogy might seem simple, however, the truth is very deep and hard to do.
我们现在来看《哥林多前书》。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.Verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Verse 25. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
这两节告诉我们说有两种的冠冕。
This verse tells us that there are two crowns.
一种是能坏的冠冕。
One is perishable.
就是地上的。
Which is the crown on earth.
比方说，我们看到很多的家庭，可能我们自己的家庭也是一样。小孩子从小开始，所有的奖状、奖牌，什么都把它排在客厅。
For example, we see this in every family, including ourselves, where when our children growing up, we see that they receive a lot of awards that we put in our living room.
这代表我们的成就，这也代表我们的荣耀。
All the awards represent our accomplishments and our glory.
有的人会打高尔夫球，他的客厅就好多这个奖牌。
Some people may be very good at playing golf, therefore they have a lot of awards in the living room.
有的会弹钢琴，有很多的奖。
And some people are very good at playing the piano and receive a lot of awards.
所以我们很多人都人生有个目标，就是在追求这些能够让我们得奖的。
Therefore, a lot of us have this goal in our life where we can win some type of awards.
那每四年有一次我们看奥林匹克在运动。
Every 4 years, there is the Olympics.
这个是国际性的比赛。
This is a kind of competition that is international.
所以这个奖就更荣耀，更有价值。
So this kind of awards, it's even more glorious.
有一次我在巴西睡觉到2点钟，忽然间整个圣保罗就大叫起来了，放鞭炮。圣保罗。Brazil.
So one time when I was in Brazil, the whole city was in uproar in cheering for the game.
因为巴西的足球队得到世界的冠军。
Because the Brazil soccer team won the game internationally.
所以整个国家非常的高兴。
Therefore, the whole country was in celebration.
这是他们的荣耀。
Because that is their glory.
所以我们个人或者说一个团体一个国家，我们都是很喜欢能够得到奖赏。
So all of us would like to receive some type of awards, whether personally, a group, or a country.
但是我们人生有两种追求。
In our lives, we have two kinds of pursuits.
我们刚刚讲这是会坏的冠冕。
What we just described earlier is the type of pursuit that may be perishable.
虽然一个人得过很多的奖，但是后面的人比他厉害后面的人的奖就荣耀就盖过前面。
No matter how many awards you may receive, but there will always be someone who's better than you.
那有时候老了，这个奖就过去了。
And when you get older, all these awards may not mean anything to you.
那下面说，我们是要得到不能坏的冠冕。
And the second part of the verse, it tells us that we are going for the imperishable crown.
不能坏的不是在物质界里面。
So the imperishable crown is not material.
物质界的都是会坏的。
Anything that's material can be perishable.
不能坏是在灵界里面。
The imperishable is in the spiritual world.
那既然不能坏，就是表示它的荣耀是永远的。
If it is imperishable, that means its glory is forever.
也代表它的价值是永远的。
Its value is eternal.
所以当我们在很注意这个世界的追求，怎么能够突出，能够超过别人的时候，其实有另外一个追求更有价值，是在灵界里面的。
So when we are pursuing in this world to excel over others, there, we need to think about another pursuit that will last longer than this, which is in the spiritual world.
所以我们基督徒是活在两种的价值观里面。
So a Christian lives in two different systems of values.
一个就是活在世界的价值观。
One is we live in the world's value system.
这包括我们主内的弟兄姊妹，非常注重我们下一代要学十八般的武艺，希望他能够很突出。
This includes our brothers and sisters who want our children to learn all types of skills so that their children may excel in this world.
所以天天活得都很忙。
Therefore, we live a very busy life.
因为我们在这个社会上希望能够比别人更好。
Because we want to excel in this world.
但是还有另外一个价值观更值得追求。
There's also another value system that we should pursue even more.
就是我们的下一代能够得到属灵的冠冕。
That is that our next generation may receive the spiritual crown.
能够在神面前有荣耀。
So that we can receive glory in the presence of God.
这是永远的。
This is eternal.
这是最有价值的。
This is the one that has the most value.
所以我们在带领整个家庭的方向啊，这个价值观真的是很重要。
When we lead our family in a direction, we need to have, it's very important to have the right value system.
因为这会决定我们人生努力的目标。
Because our value system will determine our direction in our lives.
所以他说，我们是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Therefore, here it tells us that we need to pursue after the imperishable crown.
这也告诉我们在思想一个问题。
This is also posting a question.
就是我们人的集中追求是什么？
What is our final pursuit in life?
所以很多人没有在想这个问题。
Nobody ever think about this.
有时候我跟那个年纪很大的慕道朋友在谈道理。
Sometimes when I talk to true seekers who is more advanced in age.
有时候我们谈得很高兴，他真的有在想这个问题。
Sometimes we had very good conversation because the older true seeker may think about this type of question.
所以他们就开始在想，哎，我要信耶稣。
That's why they want to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是有的人已经七八十岁、八九十岁，你跟他讲这个问题，他好像都不在意。
But other people who are at the same age, they may not think about this type of question.
但是我们真的是很着急。
Sometimes we're very concerned for them.
因为他的人生没有一个集中的目标。
Because they do not have a final goal in life.
所以一个人是不是老啊，有一个方法可以判别。
So we could tell whether a person is old or not.
年纪轻的都是往前看，讲明天后天要做什么。
A young person always talks about the future. They always look forward.
但是人的年纪大以后都是讲过去的。
An old person always talks about the past.
为什么？
Why?
没有将来可以讲。
Because they have no future to talk about.
但是我们发现了，当我们有信仰之后，我们不一样。
We notice that after we have faith, we are different.
我们信仰有一个目标。
When we believe, our faith has a goal and a direction.
我们在追求神。
We pursue God.
那每一天在追求神都有新的体验、新的感受、新的发现。
Every day when we pursue God, we will have new experience and realizations.
所以我们常常有这个新的话题可以讲。
Therefore, we always have new things to share.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个我们在追求神，这是没有穷尽的。
Because pursuing God has no end.
这是我们的目标。
God is our goal.
还有就是，当我们在教会里面服侍神。
When we serve God in the church,
我们发现好多我们前面好多事情可以做。
We notice that there are a lot of things for us to do.
所以年纪大有很多事情可以做。
Even if we're older in age, there are still a lot of things to do in church.
所以我们就不会说怎么讲话都是讲过去的。
Therefore, we won't always just talk about the past.
教会灵恩会快到了。
The spiritual convocation of our church is almost here.
我们怎么带慕道者？
How are we going to bring true seekers?
这个是很有意义的工作。
This is a very valuable work.
那怎么去带领一些比较少来教会的回来教会？
How do we bring back our lost sheep?
那年轻的带年轻的，年老的带年老的。
The youth will bring back the youth, and the older people will bring back older people.
这个就是在追求不能坏的冠冕。
This is pursuing imperishable crown.
所以当我们的追求从这个地上的目标转移到属灵的时候，我们就发现我们活着很有意义。
When our pursuit moves from what is physical to what is spiritual, then we will notice that our life is very meaningful.
我曾经要一个年长者要去访问年老的，他说访问年轻的我跟你去，访问年老的我怕不去。
One time I invited an elderly brother to come with me to visit another elderly person, but he said, I will only go with you if we're visiting somebody younger.
他很好奇，为什么？
I was very curious and asked, why is that?
访问年老的整天讲就是吃饭啦，身体啦，就运动，就这样而已。
Because every time I visited an elderly person, all we talked about is the health and exercising and food.
过去有什么事情发生，就这样。
And we talked about their past.
没有看到一个新的东西或者很有意义的东西。
We don't really see something new in their lives or something that's meaningful.
而事实上，当我们有一个目标，这里说不能坏的冠冕，这个目标在追求的时候，我们常常有新的东西可以分享。
So if we have an imperishable crown as our goal to look forward to, then we always have new things to look forward to.
因为我们每一次在做圣工，神跟我们同工，神回应我们的祷告，那个就是新的恩典，新的体验。
When we serve God and experience God's abidance and blessings, that is a touching God.
所以这一些东西都能够激励我们的信心。
All these experiences will compel our faith.
所以我们人一定要往前看。
Therefore, we need to always look forward.
要从地上看到天上。
We need to look at things from this world to the world to come.
要看到不能坏那个冠冕。
We need to be able to see the imperishable crown.
要设定目标，一直追求。
We need to set our goal and go forward.
这样我们人生才有意义。
So that our lives may be meaningful.
只是在地上的目标，人是很悲哀的。
But if we only have goals in this world, then our life will have a tragic end.
所以我们都是运动员。
We are all athletes.
我们是要追求地上，但是我们更需要追求更有价值天上。
We do have worldly pursuits, but more importantly, we need to have spiritual pursuits.
那要参加运动就要比试，就要来准备。
If we're going to...
比赛啊，就要准备。
If we're going to join in a race, then we need to have training and preparation.
我曾经遇过一个弟兄啊，他在跑马拉松。
There was one brother who joined marathon.
他说每个月他都要跑几次的马拉松。
Every month he will run a few times.
他家里面有一个奖牌。
He has a award at home.
我看那个奖牌啊，就是马拉松大概是第几名？我如果没有记错，大概1000名的样子。第一千个。
The award says that he wins as the 1,000th person who reached the goal.
那有的教会信徒去看看，你一千名这个奖牌你还贴在这里啊？
Some people who saw the award and said this is the 1,000th award and you still post it here?
他说你不知道啊，纽约那个马拉松是30,000人在跑。
He said that you didn't know that in New York, there are about 30,000 people running.
那我第一千名啊。
I am the first 1,000 person to get there.
我赢过29,000人，所以这个虽然是一千，这个是很有价值的。
So I win over 29,000 people, therefore it is very valuable.
哇，这样讲也是很对的。
That is true.
如果换我们去跑，大概跑得完跑不完都有问题。
So if it's us running, maybe we can't even make it to the goal.
所以他要去参加比赛，他就每个月都要去跑，自己要练习要跑。
So since he's joining the race, therefore he always needs to practice.
所以人要参加奖赏就是要预备。
So if we want to join in a race, we need to have preparation.
我们看25节。
Let's read verse 25.
凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制。他们不过要得能坏的冠冕。
For everyone who competes for the prize, is exercises self-control.
好 ，OK， 好，这个英文的 self-control 哈，或者 temperate 啊，就是说有节制。
So everyone who competes for the prize is temperate.
我们的要参加比赛哈，生活就要有节制。
If we want to join in the race, then our lives must have self-control.
比方说。 你如果跑马拉松
For example, if we were going to run for the marathon,
你不能够知道一个肚子很大，你多抱了20磅，你怎么能够跑得赢？
We cannot run with a stomach that weighs 20 pounds.
所以你要生活要很简，吃饭要很讲究，把那个不必要的体重都把它拿掉。
So we need to take good care of our diet and get rid of all the extra fat.
这个就是节制。
That is self-control.
那有时候生活要节制。
Sometimes our lives need to be self-controlled.
比方说，有时候我们如果太晚睡。
For example, if we sleep too late.
早上起来精神就很不好。
And when we wake up in the morning, we will not be alert enough.
就没有节制。
We won't have enough energy, and that is not self-control.
所以我们在看这个得奖的人，生活都是很有规律的。
So people who receive awards are people who are have self-control in their lives.
他每一天要经历过训练，他的每一个方面都要很有节制。
Every day of their life is have self-disciplined.
所以得奖的时候是很荣耀，但是他在训练的那一段过程其实是很辛苦的。
It is very glorious to receive an award. However, the training part of their life is very, it's very laborious.
所以我们人常常是看到那荣耀的一刻，我没有想到他得到荣耀以前所经历那个训练的辛苦。
We often only see the glory of receiving an award, but we don't really see the work behind it.
比方说，有一年奥林匹克运动会。
One year during the Olympics.
美国有个教练，他训练了一个人，他同时得到两块金牌。
We have a coach in the U.S. who trained one athlete who won two gold medals.
那根据报道啊，他本身不会游泳。
According to the report, this coach does not know how to swim.
但是他能够训练一个人得到两个金牌。
However, he's able to train this athlete to win two gold medals for swimming.
就是他把过去得过金牌的那个录影带把它放大。
What he did was he took all the videos of the competition and magnified.
他的姿态怎么入水，怎么跳那个姿态，这样慢动作，然后一步一步训练这个人就是完全照这个方式。
And has put it in slow motion so that he could see every posture of the athlete and train his athlete.
所以训练到这个人要参加比赛的时候，这个姿势已经变成他自然的一部分。
So when this athlete is about to enter into competition, he already absorbed the right postures, internalized the posture.
比方说我们看那个弟兄在有时候在后面在打乒乓球。
For example, when we see brothers and sisters playing ping pong at the back.
我看了也很佩服我没有看到球他可以打到球。
I really admire them that even they couldn't see the ping pong ball, they could still hit the ping pong ball.
就是他常常练习练到最后这个乒乓球桌好像那个拍子好像手的一部分。
Because they practice so much that the racket becomes part of their body.
所以诸事要有节制，加上操练，这样才能够比赛。
Therefore, we need to have self-disciplined life plus training, then we can enter into the competition.
那我服侍神就是要得那不能坏的冠冕，这是更有价值的。
To serve God is to receive this imperishable medal, which has more value.
因为服侍神这个人如果真的要服侍神生活要有节制，要重用。
Who wants to serve God must live a self-disciplined life.
为什么？
Why?
因为这样你才有办法服侍。
So that you're able to serve.
我们从最简单来讲。
We'll start from a simple example.
礼拜六早上为什么领事还没有来？
On Saturday morning, how come the person who is leading the hymnal worship is not here?
因为爬不起来。
Because this person cannot get up.
那为什么爬不起来？
How come this person cannot get up?
因为昨天晚上两点才睡。
Because this person slept at 2 a.m. the night before.
有的上网，有的看电视，有的出去逛街。
Some went shopping, some watched TV, and some were surfing the net.
那你没有节制就爬不起来。
Without self-discipline, this person cannot get up.
所以安排领事，我们就没有办法找到，不是不想找到，起不来。
And so he's unable to get here on time to hymn lead.
所以如果我们要服侍神，生活要有节制。
So in order to serve God, we must lead a self-disciplined life.
这个是一个最简单的例子。
This is the most simple example.
我们礼拜六晚上有的青年在那打球，操练身体，这当然这是好的。
On Friday night, many youth would play basketball after service. That is good for our health.
但是如果有节制更好。
But if we have self-disciplined life, that's even better.
因为有时候我看到打到十一点半。
Sometimes they play until 11:30.
精神真的很好。
They really have a lot of energy.
第二天换了领会，我就算那个昨天晚上打到十一点半，几个人来早祷会。
And then the next day, I was counting how many of those people who were playing basketball made it to service the next day.
好像没有看到。
None of them.
不到几个。
Maybe only a few.
所以我们如果没有生活没有节制，要服侍神很困难。
So if our lives cannot be self-disciplined, then it's hard to serve God.
那再讲。广阔一点
And if I expand this example,
我们要做圣工啊，常常会发现一个问题，就是时间不够。
When we serve God, we will notice that we have a common problem, which is we don't have enough time.
好像学生啊，我要读书，我没有办法做圣工。
For students, we need to spend time studying, therefore we don't have extra time to serve God.
那也是我们在北加州啊，就一群青年在讨论这个问题。
In Northern California, one time we talked about this problem.
一个青年就很有良心了、啊、他说其实、哦、你把那个晚上打电动玩具的跟朋友聊天的上网的时间都省下来怎么没有时间参加圣工
So one of the youths were very honest and he said if we spend less time talking on chatting and also spend less time surfing the net, then we will definitely have enough time to serve God.
所以那很多不必要的时间你把它剪掉用那个时间来读书那教会要服侍神聚会就没有问题。
If we cut off the unnecessary things and spend our time studying, then we definitely will have leftover time to serve God.
所以如果真的要服侍神生活要有节制。
If we want to serve God, then we need to lead a self-disciplined life.
比方说一个人要运动要得奖他把那个不必要的活动全部都切掉了。
For an athlete, they have to cut off the unnecessary things in their lives.
所以他可以能够很专心的去训练。
So that they could focus in their training.
那我们人如果真的要服侍神很多不必要的活动应该可以减低。
So for us who wants to serve God, we need to cut off the unnecessary things in our lives.
所以这里说诸事要有节制。
So here it says that a person must be temperate or have self-control.
那这样啊，我们才能够来参加这个竞赛，得到奖赏。
So that we can join in the competition and receive our rewards.
我们再来看第九章，哥林多前书第九章。
Now refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 9,
26节
verse 26. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
这里说我奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。就是我们人生啊，在往前走啊，是一个很方向是很确定的。
This is telling us that as we walk forward, our goal is very definite.
这里特别说，斗拳不像打空气。
The example here is that we do not beat the air.
所谓斗拳就是说一个力量出去啊，我们一定有一个目标可以达到那个目标。
That means when we have our punch, we have to have a goal.
就是说，当我们的人生以服侍神为主的时候，我们的时间，我们所用的时间，我们所用的这个精力都是有一个很有意义的目标在里面。
So if our priority of life is to serve God, then the time that we spend, the things that we do, will have a very definite direction.
这样我们才能够对教会的服事能够全力的投入。
So that we can put in our whole effort and be very focused in serving God.
那这样我们在教会才能够真的来把神托付我们的工作能够做得好。
So that we may be able to do well in the commissions that God has given us.
我们再看27节。
Let's also read verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
那我们在参加运动的时候都有一个规矩。
When we join in a competition, they usually have some rules.
哦，比方说你在踢球啊，你如果去踢到人，故意去踢人，大概就要出场。
For example, if you play soccer and you purposely kick somebody, then you will be kicked out of the game.
所以有一个规矩在那里。
There's a rule that we need to follow.
那我们在属灵上在服侍神。
When we serve God in the spiritual world,
这是一场征战。
This is considered a spiritual battle.
也是一场运动的比赛。
It is also a race.
但是这个很重要的操练是攻克己身，叫身服我。
So the important training that we need to receive is to discipline our body to bring it into subjection.
也就是说，那个真正的我是里面的这个人。
Meaning, we discipline the person inside.
但是外面这个人，这个带有肉体的这个人，要接受操练。
And our body, the person outside, needs to be disciplined.
那让他能够顺服那个里面的我。
So that the outside body can be subjective to the soul inside.
所以这个二十七节就告诉我们，我们服侍神其实真正的困难。是那个属肉体的那个我要顺服心灵上那个属灵的我。
So the difficulty in our training is that we need to bring our physical self to subject to our spiritual self.
因为带有肉体就带有罪性。
Because we have our physical body that has sinful nature.
那这个需要把它攻克，把它约束。
And that is something that we need to bring it into subjection.
那这样，我们在服侍神的当中，我们的服侍才能够蒙神悦纳。
So that our service can be pleasing to God.
所以这个服侍神最困难本身呢，不是技术性的问题，怎么记账、怎么打扫，不是这个问题。
So the most difficult thing in serving God is not the skills.
最重要是灵修的问题。
It is our spiritual cultivation.
就是那个属灵的我在真的在做我的主人，而不是让属血气的我在控制我。
So that our spiritual self can be the master and not let the physical self to take charge.
所以有时候我们发现其实很多教会的问题本身不是困难。
So a lot of times when we look at the issues of the church, the problem itself is not the problem.
困难是什么？
What is the difficulty?
人跟人合不起来。
It is interpersonal problem.
没有办法沟通，没有办法沟通。
People cannot communicate.
这个是最大问题。
That's the greatest problem.
所以这个叫身服我。
So when we want to bring our body into subjection,
就是希望我们这个属血气的我能够受到控制。
It is to control our physical body.
能够顺服那内心那个属灵的我。
To submit to the self in the spirit.
这个就不简单了。
That is not easy.
所以有时候我们看到那个摩西他可以服侍神，服侍到他离世，这真的不简单了。
When we look at the example of Moses, where he could serve God until the end, that is not easy.
因为每一个人都有一个我。
Because everyone has a self.
但是这个我要把它舍己舍弃来顺服那个属灵上的那个我，这是不简单。
To deny that physical self and to bring it into subjection to our spiritual self is a very difficult thing.
那保罗也是一样，他服侍神能够服侍到他离世。
Same thing with Paul, he was able to serve God until the day he died.
所以有时候我们常常在想做圣工我们做的工作到底有没有很大的果效这个是另外一回事，因为恩赐有时候不太一样。
So when we think about whether our work or service in the church is effective, that's a different problem.
但是问题是,
because everyone's gift is different.
我们能不能服侍到我们不能服侍为止，到死为止。
But more importantly, we need to think about whether we can serve God until the very end.
这个常常是一个大问题。
That is the biggest question.
所以如果我们没有攻克己身把那个属于私欲、情欲私心的这个我把它攻克的话，我们就很难服侍的久。
So if we're unable to discipline our body and bring it into subjection, and bring our sinful nature into subjection, then it is very difficult to serve God until the end.
我们来看, 罗马书的一段。
Let us read Romans.
罗马书的第八章。
Chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们看, 第五节,
Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
第六节,
Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
这里有两种, 随从肉体的人,
Here there are two types of people, one who live according to the flesh.
那另外一个是随从圣灵的人。
And the other one live according to the Spirit.
所以保罗在讲功课己身，就是那个随从肉体，要把它改变成为顺从圣灵。
So when Paul was talking about disciplining our body, that means to make our body walk according to the mind of the Spirit.
第八节,
Verse 8.
属肉体的不能得到神的喜欢。
Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
这个 所以为什么说我们人在服侍神这个灵修很重要？
That's why we say that it is important for us to have spiritual cultivation when we serve God.
这个属肉体就是被肉体控制的人，这样不能够服侍得到神的喜欢。
To belong to the flesh means that we're controlled by the desires of our flesh, and these type of people cannot please God.
所以他就很难服侍到底啊。
Therefore, this type of people, it's hard to serve until the end.
我们回来看。 哥林多前书第九章。
Let's come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书的第九章。
Chapter 9.
27节。
Verse 27.
说恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
这里告诉我们，如果我们很注重圣功，但是没有注重灵性。 有可能做圣工做很多，到最后没有办法得救。Here
it tells us that if we value doing church work but not value spiritual cultivation, at the end of the day, we may become disqualified in our salvation.
所以做圣工本身不能保证我们得救。So
doing holy work cannot guarantee that we will be saved.
那什么能够保证我们得救？
What can guarantee us to be saved?
就是攻克己身，叫身服我，就是灵修。
Which is to discipline our body and bring it into subjection. This equates spiritual cultivation.
所以有时候我们如果看到人喜欢做圣工，但是不喜欢祷告，也不喜欢聚会，也不喜欢听道理，这个会有危险。
So if we see a person who serves God or do a lot of church work, however, this person dislike praying or coming to service to listen to sermon, then this will pose a great danger.
你叫他做什么，他都愿意，但是聚会很少看到。
They might be willing to do every type of church work, but they do not come to church services.
这是有危险的。That
is very dangerous.
因为我们如果没有注重灵修，功课己身，有时候工作做多了，自己反而不能得救。So
if we do not value spiritual cultivation over doing church work, then many times we ourselves may be disqualified from salvation.
我们看保罗在服侍神。
When Paul was serving God,
其实他在服侍神也不是很顺利。
It was not very smooth for him.
他在哥林多前书他遇到假弟兄。
In 1 Corinthians, it says that he had met many false brothers.
他有时候被人打。
Sometimes he was beaten.
甚至被石头丢到快死。
He was stoned to death almost.
遇到逼迫。
He was persecuted.
但是保罗服侍到要死的时候，他灵性越来越好。
However, as he approached to the end of his life, his spiritual life was better.
他说我活着就是基督。He
said to live is Christ.
但是有的人服侍神服侍久以后，你发现他满腹牢骚，对人不满，对神不满。But
for some people, we notice that the more they serve God, the more complaints they have.
那有时候服侍到最后他不来教会了。And
after a long time of serving God, they decide not to come to church anymore.
为什么会差这么多？
Why is there such a big difference?
保罗遇到这么多的困难，这么多的逼迫，他灵性一直进步。
Paul encounters a lot of difficulties and persecutions, yet his spirituality kept improving.
你看他充满着感谢，我能够比别人多受苦楚，这是神给我的恩典。
He was filled with thanksgiving, saying that it is his blessing that he was able to suffer for Christ.
但是有时候我们做圣工，遇到人的意见不一样，或者遇到一些挫折，我们就不但没有感谢，充满着埋怨。
But when we ourselves face difficulties like this, like interpersonal problems or conflicts with people, then we start to complain.
这关键就是我们在服事中有没有一直努力在灵性的追求。
The difference in our responses rests in whether we have spiritual cultivate ourselves when we are serving God.
所以每一个困难其实就是对我们一个考试。
Every problem is a test to our faith.
那这个困难一过，我们考试过，灵性又上一步。
After we pass the test, then our spiritual life will make an improvement.
我们不要把它看作是谁故意反对我是怎么样，我们把它看作这是我的考试。
Don't see it as personal attacks from people, but see it as a spiritual test.
好像你要真的得到奖赏，要很多的试炼，很多的这个考验，跟别人比赛。
When we are entering into a competition, we come into a lot of problems when we compete.
哎，真的，有时候你在教会里面，你看到有的人哦，做圣工，哎，有人不得对他有什么意见呢、啊？他都笑笑的。
We see that some people, when they serve God, even though people might personally attack them, they still have a smile on their face.
哦，但是有的就不一样。
But some people may not.
哦，比方说，哦，煮饭。
For example, cooking.
哦，有的教会啊，信徒，我看那个煮的已经烧焦了，信徒都啊，感谢主，煮得很好吃，结果大家都很喜欢煮饭。
Even though the food may be burnt sometimes, but members would always praise how good the food was, and therefore everyone enjoyed cooking for the church.
哎，但是有的教会啊，你那个饭一煮出来，一个说太咸，一个都不够咸，一个说太油，一个讲，那我就看到有的弟兄煮饭的不煮了，下次不煮了。
But in some churches, you see that when the food comes out and people will say, that's not salty enough. Some people say it's too salty. And some people say it's too oily. And at the end of the day, the people who cook quit.
其实这就是考试。
Actually, those attacks are criticisms are actually a test.
哎，如果别人给我们什么建议啊，或者甚至批评啊，我们能够接受，哎，我们不但灵性进步，下一次会煮得更好。
If we can accept people's criticisms and try to improve ourselves, then our spiritual next time we will even do better.
那这样哦，以后就你可以当这个炊事组的组长。
And next time we can even become the leader of the cooking team.
因为这个意见要忍受更多的意见。
Because we're able to accept a lot of criticisms.
那下次大概可以当负责的。
And next time we can even become a church council member.
因为你经过很多的考验，你都没有埋怨，充满着感谢的。
Because after all these tests, you do not complain, then you are able to serve God as a church council member.
所以，我们在服事过程，其实很多事情要把它当作这是我的考试。
So in the process of our service, we need to think of all these issues as our test.
我如果攻克己身，这个事我就考得过，考得过，神就用我来服事他更久。
If we can discipline our body and bring it to subjection, then we can pass the test. If we can pass the test, then God will use us more.
那将来我们在神面前就有奖赏。
So that in the future, we will have reward in the presence of God.
所以摩西要离世。
When Moses was about to leave this world,
他是很荣耀的，神替他埋葬。
He died very gloriously because God buried him himself.
保罗要离世。
When Paul was about to leave,
是很荣耀的。
It was very glorious.
他又把我公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said there was a crown of righteousness in store for me in heaven.
因为他们的一生都像在赛跑。
Because their whole life was like a race.
注重那个不能坏的冠冕。
Because they value the imperishable crown.
那朝着那目标一直努力。
They keep striving forward toward that goal.
真的在死的时候他们得到了。
So that when they die, they receive the crown.
这个就是我们人生的目标。
This is the goal of our life.
追求那不能坏的冠冕。
To pursue after the imperishable crown.
像运动员这样。
Like an athlete.
不断来操练我们自己。
We need to train ourselves unceasingly.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
404。
404。
404, 是吧？404, 好，404。
414.
414是不是？哦，对不起，我讲错了。
414。
对不起。
Sin I started for the kingdom, sin's my life he controls. Since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, every day my way gets brighter the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
啊，请坐。
Please have a seat.
啊，我们四月就将有联恩布道会。
We have our spiritual convocation coming up in April.
还不到两个月的时间可以准备。
We have less than 2 months to prepare.